Thank you so much. I'm Bryce Kirk, councilman for the Assiniboine and Sioux Tribes on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. As you have my testimony, I would like to put it into record. You know, one of the biggest things that we face, I'll kind of go off script. I guess I'm good at that. One of the biggest things that we're dealing with in the past month in the mail, we have got 5 pounds of meth and just last week, 5,000 fentanyl pills. If those fentanyl pills would have hit the streets, that's $500,000 in Indian country just alone in Fort Peck. You know, the biggest thing that it is, it costs 30 cents as the farther you go south to 10 cents to get a fentanyl pill, 70 cents in Washington. So you think about the issues that we're having because it's only 2 postal inspectors in the state of Montana for everything that we have to cover. So you think about the ones that are getting away. You think about the things that are happening. My biggest stance, and I testified in public safety and justice, is right now this issue is an everyone issue. It's hitting everybody. Over and over again in Indian country, we see these billion-dollar packages trying to get sent overseas. My biggest fight is, why don't we start right here? When are we going to start worrying about Indian country? We have treaties. We have obligations to tribes to start fighting for us. You know, Mr. Rosendale, Mr. Zinke, you guys are from Montana. You understand that too. You know, the biggest thing that we need is everybody to come together. Are we always going to get along? No, we're not. But the biggest thing, it's hurting the United States of America. It's hurting Indian country. And the biggest thing is once we work together for the betterment of the people, and once we start making headway when it comes to that, we can truly make a difference. I myself was addicted for about 14 years, clean and sober now 12 years. But the biggest thing is that we can come out. We are stronger together. We can make a difference when it comes to that. Talking to our people as I was flying here yesterday, you know, the biggest thing that we're having is 14-year-old girls getting trafficked to Williston, North Dakota, thinking that it's okay that I'm going to go there and make money and do these things because of how bad it is on our reservations. The lack of cops, the lack of services, the lack of juvenile detention centers, our own adult correctional facility and everything that's up in arms right now. You know, we do need the help. With this, I hope it's not just to check a box off to say, hey, we worked with Indian country, because we get that a lot and we'll continue to come. And like I shared, is we'll continue to make a difference in our communities with the scraps that we're given. We'll continue to fight to save our people. We'll continue to fight to do what we need to do, what's right for our people, because we have always been resilient when it came to that. We always know how to stand with each other. We always know how to stand and back each other and help each other up. But we need your help. Your help for more funding when it comes to BIA. More funding when it comes to IHS. More funding when it comes to these things that help Indian country. That's what we need. Those services to help mental health facilities. We have already lost a generation when it came to that. But one thing is that you can help us now. The past is the past. We can't live on the past. But if we move forward in a better way to be able to help our people when it comes to that, we're able to make a difference. We're all elected. We're all here to make a difference. And that's the biggest thing. Truly, if you want to make a difference, give direct funding to tribes. Let us as tribes finally sit there and do our own stuff. Help our own people. Give our own people the services and everything that they deserve. Not having a middleman like the BIA and the IHS dictate with all the bureaucratic red tape to tell us this is how it's going to be done. We need to work together. We need your help. We're here and we'll continue to come here and testify if that's what it takes to sit there and share our stories. But people shouldn't be trafficked. Fentanyl shouldn't reach up in northeastern Montana, 50 miles away from the northern border. It shouldn't reach those places. But with your help and working together, we can truly make a difference and make America what it once was. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kirk. I now recognize Ms. Vaughn for her 5 minutes.